Hey, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and I need to hear from ladies, especially on this one. 317-239-1009. Just maybe like three or four of you real quick, get a little survey going. Would you be mad at your man if he did what I did? Last week, Alex and I went to Chicago. We went to a little training camp, a little boot camp for radio. And I've got a beard. It's getting longer and longer. And my hair is kind of curly. Like, if I don't shampoo it, condition it, and then immediately after I get out of the shower, dry it and blow dry it, it'll just get really kind of tangled up and just nasty. So I have to blow dry it. I blow dry it down.
Just
it
right
gets really
there.
Dry. And then I blow dry it up. And it looks really good when I actually have that all done.
That is a prime example of why you need to shave that thing off.
That's not the question. It's not the question at 317-239-1009. The question is, would you be mad if your man did what I did? And I don't travel that often, and I didn't know if our hotel that we were staying in would have a blow dryer or not. So I didn't think my wife used hers. I thought she just used her straightener for her hair, because she's got kind of curly, like,
messy hair. You have to blow dry it before you can straighten it.
Well, I didn't know that, so I took our hair dryer. And Lindsay got pissed at me and texted me as soon as I arrived in Chicago that night and she got home from work. She's like, "You are the most selfish person in the world."
So what'd she do?
For taking that. Oh, she just was mad at me the whole
time.
She
didn't go out and buy a new one?
No. She, I guess, just kind of made it through that day and a half, 2 days without one. But she still, like, was mad the whole time when I got home, and then over the weekend, too. Like, she would not let it go.
She was that mad?
Yeah, because she's just like, "You're so selfish." And she's like, "How did you not know that a hotel would have a hair dryer?"
Yeah, I was going to say, every hotel, even the cheapest of the cheap, have hair dryers.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me that Joe didn't know that.
No, here's my thing, though. I don't think every hotel has a hair dryer.
Yeah,
they do.
That's not true.
Every hotel has a Bible in the nightstand and a hair dryer.
I don't know if that's true. The Bible part, I believe, but the hair dryer, I'm not sure. 317-239-1009. I'm wondering if any other ladies have had their man do something stupid like that and if they're mad about that, because she's finally, almost a week later, over the whole situation. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Katie.
Katie, has your man done something dumb like that or no?
No, and honestly, that's really, really trivial.
Thank you.
That's really, really trivial, because here's the thing is they make sprays that you can spray on your hair that assist a straightener with drying it, and it actually makes your hair look really nice. And again, it's really trivial because it's hair. You know, and you were gone for what, 2-3 days?
2 days or so. And her,
2 days.
Her hair, though, just gets like, it becomes such a hot mess. Like, it's when it gets humidity or anything like that, it just out of control. No, it does. Like, she talks about it. She's, you know, same thing with my beard, though. And I had to look good.
We were meeting
other radio people and professionals.
I get that. And see, and that's the thing is that you were, you know, it was professionalism for you. And I get her on, you know, needing a hairdryer, because if I don't use mine, it's Mufasa in the morning.
Exactly.
It's terrible. And so, you know, I understand her frustration,
uh-huh.
But for her to raise it to, like, not speaking to you or...
Oh, she spoke to me. She trust
well,
me.
Well, that's good.
She
well,
spoke to me like, "You're selfish. You're a jerk." I was like, "Come on, baby. Hey, good morning. Who's this?"
This is Amelia.
Amelia, what's up? What'd you want to say?
Well, I think that she may have overreacted just a little bit.
It's so nice to hear this, because every other woman says I'm an idiot.
Well, I'm surprised you guys don't have two in the house, actually.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too.
Well, I mean, I recently just grew my beard out the past, you know, 6 months or year. Like, normally I'd have, like, a short beard where I wouldn't need to blow dry it, because it wouldn't be that long.
I would have gone to the store and bought her a hair dryer so she could have her own. As a nice gift, and I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sorry.
That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, $10.
I don't use one, because they say it's actually worse for your hair to blow dry it. The heat's bad for it.
You know what? That's probably a good point, that it is bad for it, but I need to keep it like that. If I don't get high heat on there, I don't get it straight. What's wrong, Alex?
Did you have a British accent when you first started this
conversation? Yeah, I feel like no. I feel like you've developed an accent in the last 2 minutes. That you didn't have.
She's
before.
Been talking the whole time like this.
I didn't notice it.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it's not very strong. My parents are from London originally, so I kind of developed it from them. It's not really, it's kind of like a second generation accent.
I think it sounds lovely. Hey, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Top of the morning to you. Good morning. This is the Joe and Alex Show. Who are we talking to?
Kayla.
Kayla, what do you think?
So, I think she might have overreacted being so upset for so long, but I had a boyfriend that over the time, so many little things like that add up, and it just got me to the point I was overwhelmed, and then the smallest things would tick me off, and I would just be longer for or upset for longer periods of time. You know,
what did he do that ticked you off? Like, I took the hair dryer, okay, and my wife couldn't do her hair.
Right,
what did he do?
Something like that. Like, that would have upset me. But like taking my phone charger, always taking my phone charger, and then leaving me without a phone charger. Little things like that, or I don't know, like taking, I don't know, just anything. Little things like that. Always, it was inconsiderate, and he didn't think about me before. And so I was like upset with him, and then he didn't understand why I was upset. And, you know, and it's hard to explain because at the moment, right then, it seems almost like she said before me, trivial. And, but after a while, so many things like that, it adds up, you know, when you're not ever really thinking or considering your partner with the little things.
See, and I just want to speak for behalf of all men. Ladies, we're not trying to be idiots and dummies. I mean, well, actually, that's what we are. But we're not trying to be selfish or only caring about ourselves. I think it's just something we accidentally do. Because it was so frustrating for me to explain to my wife. I'm like, baby, like, I didn't do this because I, like, well, deal with it. I don't care what happens. Like, it never even crossed my mind. I legit, and Liv pointed this out too. I thought, like, well, my wife always leaves the straightener out. She must only need that. And then she's like, no, you big dummy. It gets like 450 degrees. It's so hot, I can't put it away. I'm like, wait, are you making cookies with this thing?
Wait, what did I point out?
You pointed out that you need a blow dryer first, then you use the hair dryer.
Oh, that was Alex. I didn't know that. I don't think this is a big deal. I don't remember the last time I used a blow dryer.
You have to use one every morning, so I would have been furious.
Liz, thanks for hanging on. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and the whole reason I took the hair dryer is because I didn't know if hotels had them or not. Do they have the hair dryers at hotels?
Yeah, hi. This was, like, really random, but it happened to me where I went to a hotel and they did not
see,
have a hair dryer.
Really? Told you.
What kind of hotel was it?
I really don't remember. This was, like, a couple years ago, so I think maybe things have changed, and most hotels do have hair dryers now. But, yeah, it happened to me, and I had to go to the nearest Walgreens and get myself a new hair dryer.
Yeah, that's what you need to do, Joe, is just you guys need a backup hair dryer in the house regardless. And they're like $25.
I know. That's a lot of money. We only need one hair dryer.
I'm okay. Like, I don't want to buy another one, but I'm like, my hair. My hair is important.
Thank you, Liz. Christina, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Well, good morning. I love you guys.
We love you more.
Thank you.
Okay, don't go buy her own hair dryer.
Why not?
Because it's like, here's your own, don't touch mine. Look, my ex did this all the time. He was okay with using anything of mine that he wanted, but if I used anything of his, he would get upset, and he would be like, either bring yours over or buy your own.
Wow. He sounds like a jerk.
I can't believe he's your ex now. How did it not work out?
No kidding. But buy a backup one and, like, hide it in the closet or something, and then if this happens again and she calls you to, like, gripe at you, be like, hey, I got another one. It's okay. I knew I'd be stupid. And I did this for you, and I bought an extra one. And then she'll think you did something for her.
That's what I think.
Wow. Okay.
I said
but
surprise her with a gift.
Don't buy her one and go, this one's for you. Don't do that.
Yeah, get it for her as a gift and say, I'm sorry.
Should I buy a better one or, like, kind of a crappy one?
A better one, and you take the crappy one for your beard.
Yeah, you do not need, like, a high-tech one for that gross beard.
Take the one that you like for you and buy a different one. If she likes that one, buy the same one.
Okay.
So that way, that's the one that she liked. And then be like, hey, I got an extra one so I didn't mess up again.
Christina, thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your advice.
You're awesome. You guys have a great morning, okay?
You too.
I don't know if you're kidding or not, Liv, but my beard, first of all, not gross.
I know. I feel bad that
I mean, you just... Do you ever listen to the things you say to people with that?
I'm joking, Joe.
I know, but...
I literally...
I work so hard on my beard.
He's sad.
I kind of am.
95% of everything that comes out of my mouth is not serious and is just a joke, Joseph.
Liv, roasting...
No.
I know, Liv, but like...
What? Alex called your beard gross and disgusting all the time. I say it one time as a joke.
But not everything in life is funny, Liv. And the fact that you're going to come after my beard.
Now, see, what's going to happen is we're going to get a call from Kathy. Guarantee it. Kathy is our listener that just absolutely hates when anyone on the show is mean to Joe. She's going to call and she's going to yell at us and not think that he's
kidding. She's going to say that I'm a bully.
Yeah, you she's going to say, listen to his voice.
You're Alex Jr. is what you are. You're just you're like a parrot mimicking all the mean things she's doing.
Me and Alex could not be more opposite of people.
It's are you true. Serious?
We are opposite.
Oh, my gosh.
So
listen to you two gang up on my beard.
I just said
Joe,
you needed to
I don't think this is a one stance thing. You asked a poll on Instagram saying if you should shave it or not, and like 88% said shave it, and you still have yet to actually shave it.
Hi, will you defend me or are you here to attack me too? Who is this?
Hi, this is Abby.
Abby, what did you want to say?
Well, I just heard Liv joking about the beard and how no one takes her most of the things she says as a joke. And I want to say that I am the exact same person.
Yes!
I say everything as a joke 95% of the time.
Yes! Yes!
Maybe more. And my husband always sings.
So, Abby. All right, Abby. So, if I went up to you and I was like, Abby, you're fugly. I'm just joking. That wouldn't hurt your feelings? It would.
It depends. If, like, I knew you for a long time, or if, like, it was just some random person, like, hey, you're fugly.
All right. You have a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Sorry to bring the mood down. It's just.
Joe, please accept my apology.
I just don't know if I can.
But shave the beard.
Yeah, shave that beard.
Oh, you two, seriously, stop.